Hello.
What's good?
Welcome to Homeroom.
How?
I'm Jack.
I'm Quinn.
Looks like Homeroom.
Looks
startup.
Like Homeroom has begun. Wow. So we're back in Ms. Pack's office.
Yeah.
If you listen to the last Homeroom episode, Quinn broke a chair.
I forgot about that. Now there's just another normal chair.
I was talking to Ms. Pack the other day.
Oh shoot.
And she was like, I was listening to the podcast and Quinn sat in the chair and broke it. And then I realized that's why I went in. She was so confused on who wrote that.
She was like, why does it say chair
breaking
or something?
Chair Borkin.
Borkin, yeah.
She found that site. She was like, who? What? And then she listened to the podcast and got her answer.
Yeah, she found the lore.
Yeah. That's all of that.
Okay. Good to know, though. We have to update you.
Yeah. That's the update of the chair saga.
Yeah, of the chair saga. And that's probably the last update that will come.
I'm in the mood to just like talk about music stuff just because I found Sam Henshaw. I love Sam Henshaw. Shout out Sam Henshaw. I know you're listening.
Uh-huh.
I found this guy, right? Sam Henshaw. I found him like 3 years ago in Alan's class.
Oh.
I was just like looking for music and I found this guy. Baby Tar was right next to me and he's like, you remember that date? And I'm like, yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he also like him?
I don't know. I don't think as much as I do.
Well, then
he's a big J. Cole guy.
Well, but then why does he remember that day so?
I don't know
specifically.
Because I'll be like Sam Henshaw, and he'll be like, "Is that the guy that you found?" And
it's just because
I was like,
"Baby
Tar, look, listen to this, Jesus Christ!"
Yeah, you're like, "This is amazing."
Yeah, when I was like a freshman.
Yeah,
and very good, like soulful music. Mm. Oh, this guy's voice is so nice, and I can't play it because this is not a radio show.
Oh, yeah, and they'd sue us.
Oh, I would love to right now. They really wouldn't sue us, and I could probably play it if I really wanted to.
Yeah, but then they'd sue us, and they would take our school away.
I'm just going to play. I might cut in just him saying, "Sleepless nights under the sun." And then you're like, oh, my God, that's his voice.
Sleepless nights under the sun. Sleepless nights under the sun. Trouble finds no rest when you're the trouble one.
Right there. There it was.
It was there. It was
it
really
was there.
Good.
I cut it in. It was very nice.
No, you didn't cut it in. He came in and sang it.
He
to
came
us.
In and sang it. Yeah. That's why there was background music. He came in with his whole band.
Yeah.
But I was looking up just the, like his live performances because I've only listened to his music. I've never seen videos.
Yeah.
Also, sidebar. Mm-hmm. I realize now, I'm like, oh, this song that I've loved so much has a music video. I guess I haven't looked it up on YouTube. You know.
Yeah. I don't. Are you
I don't
a big
watch,
music video?
I
guy?
Don't watch music videos.
I don't either at all.
And I was like, oh my God, Same Drugs by Chance the Rapper has a music video. I'm like,
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't add anything.
It's just
the only thing
music
it adds,
videos are a different art, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't like it.
I never like. Bless
I'm
you,
back.
Sir. I kind of disliked. When I was a kid, I hated it when a music video had a pause in the music for the video.
I did too.
Because I would just have the music video in my playlist of schluffy tunes.
Yeah,
as
and
was my playlist.
Some random thing is happening.
Yeah,
they're
it would
like
be
having
stressed
some dialogue.
Out by 21 Pilots, and then it pauses for them to go.
And I'm like, stop.
Those who get that reference love that reference. Thanks, Quinn.
Yeah.
Not a nun.
Not a nun.
Irrelevant if she's a sister.
Nope,
not
she's still not a nun.
Just to clarify.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love... Dude, now I'm just... I honestly don't care if a music video has a different bit because I have Apple Music, and I don't... Don't look at me like that.
That is worse than Spotify.
It has it has better sound quality than Spotify, but Spotify has more stuff, so...
Boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
Wait, like, what is the stipulations to put something on Apple Music? Like, is there just less stuff because less artists put their stuff on Apple Music?
Well, Spotify has a bigger user base.
Yeah, so it's just like...
In general, so people just put more stuff
there's
on
more music. Yeah, I got you.
I guess. I don't know if it's any more difficult. Like, it was a little bit more difficult for us to put this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It was just like a couple more steps rather than Spotify. But maybe that's a thing.
Yeah, that might be a thing.
I really don't know.
Yeah, we aren't artists.
Yeah, I should figure out how to put music on Spotify.
Yeah.
That's a thing for a later date.
Yeah, not today.
Messages later. And data rates may apply.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Music videos. Mm-hmm. Now I can love a good music video that has a storyline to
really?
It.
Really?
Hozier music videos? Have you seen Hozier music videos?
I think I've seen the one for Amen.
Oh my good, for Take Me to Church?
Take Me to Church. There you go.
Dude, that one's crazy.
Well, like, I don't know.
Works?
The last time I saw that, I must have been like...
You were a little kid and you didn't understand.
Oh, I was like probably like 12.
That's one of the like classic music videos that's like has a whole thing to it.
Well, and like it's cool, but I don't, when I think of music, I don't think of the music video.
Yeah, 100%.
I think I just want to listen to the song.
Yeah, which is why I'm like, I look him up and I'm like, oh, there's been a music video to this song this whole time?
Yeah.
Is there a music video to Heart Don't Stand a Chance by Anderson .Paak?
And like one thing, like, I could get down if it's just a music video that doesn't have any stop parts.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think...
If it's just a song through and through and it's then, like,
yeah,
singing it.
You there's know? There's a Travis Scott song. It's a popular one. I don't know what it's called. But I think it's just, like, it's like an animated video. Animated music video thing.
Animated videos are pretty fun.
Well, yeah, and it's that, and it doesn't change the song at all.
Yeah.
And I can get down with that. Because mm-hmm. if I just wanted to listen to music, I could do that. But if I wanted to watch the video, yeah. I could.
I don't know why. There's... For a Jacob Collier song,
yeah,
Time Alone With You, featuring mm-hmm. Daniel Caesar, there it is a longer version of the, and I think for Moon River as well, mm-hmm. it is a different version of the song for the music video. And that longer version is not on streaming.
That's stupid.
And I'm like, well, there's just like a little bit more of a, there's just like a little bit more of a build up for one part, and the trumpets come in different. And I'm like, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's not anywhere.
Oh, and like that's one thing that we figured out, at least I figured out.
What'd you figure out?
That like Apple Music and Spotify,
mm-hmm.
they could have the same song but different versions.
Yeah, because of Girl from
Ipanema. However you say that. Sorry, from the people of Ipanema.
I think we're gonna figure this out for once and for all.
I'm pretty sure it's Ipanema.
It's definitely not in Panama.
No, in Panama, Ipanema. But yeah, because
in Brazil.
Oh.
Pronunciation.
Ipanema.
Yeah!
Ipanema.
Ipanema.
You were right. Let's do it. Let's listen to it slow.
Ipanema.
Ipanema. Shout out everybody from Ipanema.
Shout out Ipanema.
But yeah, like there's two different versions. That's a good song.
Yeah, because there's a version. It's just like it's
yeah, like
just
the version
different.
I listen to on Spotify starts with a like a Latin man.
Yeah.
And he's not saying English.
He's not on the Apple Music version. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe there's a different version, but that's not the first one that pops up when you search up Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I really don't know. But that's kind of screwy.
I know. Either I like way. My version better.
It's probably
just because it was the first one I heard.
I'm not an avid Girl from Ipanema listener currently.
That's true.
In this day and age.
In this day and age and time.
Yeah. What was I
kind of derailed this.
Anywho, Sam Henshaw.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah?
And I was watching his live performances just like today. So I've been really busy with the video board stuff. You're right. We do need to take a picture.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep talking while we take this image.
Yeah, we can do that.
So I was watching him perform, and I hadn't thought about like if he could play an instrument or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like playing the guitar pretty well. And then he like hops over and starts playing on the piano. And I was like, oh.
Was that pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was oh, dude, that guy's voice.
Is it beautiful?
Editing, Jack. Play that same clip that I played earlier.
Sleepless nights under the sun.
Oh, yeah. I remember it from the clip before.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. From when they came
from
in.
From when he jumped in.
Yeah. I remember.
Sam Henshaw.
Yeah, he played that little.
Boy, bruv.
Little 4 second.
Yeah.
Diddly doo.
That little diddly doo.
Yeah.
Little diddly doo.
Little diddly doo.
What music are you listening to right now?
I'm kind of into jazz right now.
I'm so proud of you for
because,
being into jazz.
Yeah, I usually cannot listen to any song that doesn't have words.
Instrumentals.
Yes, exactly. I can't listen to only instrumentals.
Yeah.
But jazz I can. Because it's just so hootin' and tootin'. I don't know how to describe
hootin'
it. But it's, I don't know. It like tickles a part in my brain. And I like it.
I love jazz. Are you like smooth jazz?
I don't know. I like the slower jazz.
Slower jazz?
Yeah.
I can respect that.
I don't like the fast like. It's like. Yeah.
That's too much. Whiplash.
Yes. Whiplash. Like it sounds good in the movie, but I could not listen to that.
Yeah.
It's too fast and scary. It feels like I'm like running down a street in New York.
Yep.
I'm getting like chased by people.
I think that's the vibe.
Yeah.
You talk to Mr. Dore. Mr. Dore was in jazz band and he knows a lot of jazz.
He likes jazz.
He does like jazz.
I didn't mean it to be like that.
Like Barry B. Benson.
Like Barry B. Benson.
Yeah. He does, like, I've never seen a B-movie, I'm going to be honest with you.
I haven't either. I'm glad we both know that, though.
Yeah.
I bet in American history, there's a point where we go over jazz, right?
Maybe.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if there is a time when you actually go over jazz. I just know we were talking about jazz. He just happened to play, like, some Miles Davis song.
Yeah, and you're
and
like,
yeah. I was like, you a jazz head, Mr. Dore? He's like, I was in jazz band in college. I was like, oh.
In college, too. So that means he was good.
He plays alto. I remember one.
Alto what?
Saxophone. I remember one alumni pep band. He didn't go to Crofton, but mm-hmm. he still showed up for alumni pep band just for fun.
Yeah.
And then he played alto. And I think we shared an iPad when I was like a little child.
Were you scared?
I wasn't scared. I was just like, oh, this is Mr. Dore. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know you yet, but
I was probably
will.
Like a sixth grader or seventh grader or something. Oh, okay. I wasn't like four playing yeah, a saxophone.
You were like in kindergarten.
Yeah.
You're like Lisa Simpson.
How dare you compare me to Lisa Simpson? I've seen probably like one or two episodes of The Simpsons in my life.
Ever?
Maybe less. And I think I've seen a slice of the Simpsons movie. I think I've seen a little bit of the movie.
I love the plot to it.
I love some of the people who wrote for the Simpsons. I just like Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, because, yeah, you know, like, the background? I just know what it is face value.
You just know, dough.
Yeah, exactly. I know Bart, eat my shorts. That's all I know.
Cowabunga, dude.
Yeah, that's... I like all the Simpsons and Family Guy and Bob
I've
Berger.
I've seen a couple Family Guy episodes.
So. I will say, like, and I'm not any like avid Family Guy.
You're not
enjoyer.
One of those. Yeah, you're not one of those guys.
Yeah, but like I've seen some episodes from like early,
mm-hmm.
and then like kind of in the middle and like later. It gets so bad so fast.
Like the production value went down.
Everything did. The jokes.
The jokes are just
like,
worse.
The characters and themselves.
Well,
like lost everything.
That's the thing. What do they call it? They call it the. It's named after some Simpsons character. I don't
Bart.
Remember what it is. It's definitely not Bart. It's like a
the
Mr.
Maggie theory.
Mr. Something.
Mr. Flanders. Oh, Mr. Burns. No, it's Ned Flanders. I think. I think I've
Flanders.
Heard kind of it. But because yeah.
It might be Flanders.
I saw a video on it.
Flanderization.
Yes.
That's what it is. So it's kind of like you're seeing it with SpongeBob now.
Mm-hmm.
When a series goes on for too long, they slowly just become the one character trait of themselves.
Yes. That's exactly what
it
is.
Yeah.
Why'd you look behind me?
I don't know. I saw something through the blinds, and I was like,
okay, I was scared.
I think they were just walking around.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, Flanderization.
That's what it is, yeah.
Because like SpongeBob has, oh my god, I hate new SpongeBob so much.
I wasn't a SpongeBob kid.
Yeah, you weren't a SpongeBob kid.
I couldn't watch it.
Early SpongeBob was incredible,
mm-hmm.
and it was great. Some people swear by like the, like, 99 to 03. I swear by like 03 to 2012.
Yeah.
And a lot of people hate that era, but I love it.
Well, yeah. Well, do they hate that era and then hate the newer era even more?
Some people like the new era. I think it's the worst ever.
Are you saying some kids is like the four-year-old iPad kids that are like...
No, I'm talking like people who...
The brain is oozing out of their head.
Okay, here's the backstory of SpongeBob, though.
Uh-huh.
So Steven Hillenburg made SpongeBob.
Yes.
He was there until, I want to say, like 2003, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And then he either stepped down from like being main producer guy.
Or left.
Or just like left it.
Yeah.
And then like Paul Tibbett took over. Some other people like that.
Mm.
And then he came back in like 20... Definitely like 2015, 16 or something like that. And he passed away...
Oh, R.I.P.
He passed away from ALS, I want to say, in 2018.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, he died in 2018. And now they're starting to make, like, crazy spin-offs. I think his, like, dying wish was that they don't make spin-offs and stuff like that. And
that's
then,
what they're going to do.
And then Nickelodeon made crazy spin-offs.
Yeah, that's what, I don't know. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Like, I hate, they just, like, ruined the whole, like, whole life of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Whole
Yeah.
Everything of SpongeBob.
The integrity.
Yes, the integrity.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's like the same kind of thing with like The Simpsons. Because they used to be like, you know.
You just go way too long.
Exactly, yeah. Because it used to be like Homer would do stuff for his family and love his kids. And mm-hmm. now it's just like, Bart, I hate you because you're stupid. I am Lisa, dumb you're and smart. I drink. And I like donut.
Yeah, that's flanderization, exactly. Cause
I think that's a cool concept.
It's like it's like Patrick used to have like emotions and stuff like that.
And now
that.
He's just dumb.
And now his only thing is that he's dumb.
Exactly. And so, like, yeah, Squidward used to also have different emotions. Yeah, and now he's only sad.
And now he's only just like angry.
Only,
at SpongeBob,
yeah, sad, angry, grumpy.
Which is understandable,
man.
Honestly. Now well, that yeah. I look at it and I'm like, oh, you had them as
if
neighbors.
If SpongeBob did anything like that, he would not be here anymore.
Yeah, I would have a restraining order.
Yes. I'd blow up his pineapple house. Can we say that on the podcast?
I'd blow up his pineapple house?
Yeah.
SpongeBob's not real.
That's true.
You would eat his pineapple house.
There we go.
It's okay. Probably Wait. Old because it's underwater.
And then you can cut this in. I would eat his pineapple house.
I'm not going to do that.
I know.
I don't want more work for myself. I know. I've already given myself... I need to like screen record a song.
And put it in two separate places or maybe one.
Two separate places.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, it's flanderization, very interesting.
Yeah, I love concepts like that are like super just interesting concepts.
Very specific to things.
Yes.
Oh, there's like a drawing of it. The process through which a fictional character's essential traits are oversimplified to the point where they constitute their entire personality, or at least exaggerated, while other traits remain over the course of a serial work.
I think that's a very interesting concept.
It is. I love it.
Yes.
It's in reference to Ned Flanders of The Simpsons.
Ned Flanders!
I never watched The Simpsons.
Yeah, I've watched some... Like, I've watched some of all those things.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, that type of kid where, like, I'd be at my dad's, mm-hmm. and I'd just, like, I'd be watching Cartoon Network, yeah. and then I'd switch.
And it's just to Adult Swim.
I've got to say, whenever it would switch, I'd have to, like, leave the room.
Really?
Because, yeah, they'd play, like kind of eerie music, and as a kid, that was... Oh, and, like when I'd also be on Hulu and, like, click... something that was not meant for me, and it was like viewer discretion is advised.
Oh yeah,
that scared me so bad. Really? I was like,
oh my god.
Well, because there's like no music at all. It's just this dude, and he's like,
goes,
yeah.
Viewer discretion. This is rated TVMA for viewer.
You're
discretion
giving me. Advised. I'm being scared.
You're giving me being scared.
You're scaring
it's
me.
It's giving scared.
It's giving scared into me now.
It's giving scared ing to me.
I don't like that. It's giving.
I don't like it's giving either. I don't like a lot of things
yeah.
that people say.
A lot of mannerisms.
A lot of
mannerisms?
Sayings. I don't like yeah. TikTok words.
Can you look up what a mannerism is?
I'll look up the Wikipedia definition.
The Urban Dictionary definition of mannerism.
Mannerism. Mannerism mannerism is a style of European art that emerged in the later years of Italian High Renaissance around 1520.
Well, okay. About that.
Definition of mannerism. Definition of mannerism is a habitual gesture or way of speaking or behaving. An idiosyncrasy. Idiosyncrasy. Sorry.
I don't know what that means.
It's what you think a mannerism is.
Good. I had one question and two more questions came from that sentence.
Yeah. Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
Just for you.
Uh-huh.
If you could transport a furious elephant into any point in history, where would you put it?
A furious elephant?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Just absolutely fuming. I'm gonna like destroy
gonna
anything.
Stomp and step everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Or rhinoceros, for sake of the argument.
Yeah, see, I don't want to like do it anywhere where it would cause mass destruction.
Anywhere in history is the...
Hey, it could be anywhere.
Anywhere
oh
in history.
Oh, my God.
I would... You could be like, use it for good and be like, I would
use it in Hitler's hospital room.
Yeah, and stomp him to death.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could just be like...
Yeah, well, no, this is what I would do. I would
the
put
Trojan
it,
rhino.
I would put it on the...
That'd be sick.
No, I'd put him in like I'd put him on the stage of the
no
of the
sorry
no,
the Trojan rhino's in the horse.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's like stomping around. They're like, what is happening? Yeah, they're already hidden. They're like they're about to attack, and he's like,
they bring the horse in their gates, and then the rhino just bursts.
He bursts through and just like starts running.
Yeah,
just start going buck
sorry,
wild.
What was your point?
No, you're good. So I would do it like on the stage, like right before Lincoln was gonna get assassinated.
So then he stands up and goes, "Oh my god!"
Yeah,
goodness.
And then he only gets shot through the stomach.
Oh, okay. Because he stood up.
Yeah, they'd be like,
"Cause Milk Booth."
Because Milk Booth wouldn't adjust his aim.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, 100%. Or, like, maybe I would just do it in, like, Genghis Khan's tent. Just, like, when I come back to see how many people would still be alive.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I bet, well...
He killed, like, okay, I'm going to say this, and I don't know if it's correct. I could be misinforming everybody.
Let me Google it.
I think he killed, like, it was, like, a third of the population at the time. He killed a lot. Oh, that might have been the bubonic plague. But he killed a bunch of people. And it's, like, one in every 13 people with Asian descent are related to Genghis Khan. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. He caused the deaths of nearly 40 million people.
I thought it was a lot more than that, so I might have been lying.
Okay, wait. 1162 population.
Yeah, what's the census?
World population in 1162. Okay, I don't want to know world population by year. I just want the answer.
Yes,
to
give
my
me
question.
The answer now, please.
1162. This did... Okay, 11 is 320 million.
So I was definitely
wrong.
So he
killed 40 out of 320 is how much?
Like an eighth or something? Yeah, an eighth.
320 divided by 40. Oh, you're right. Is it just an eighth? Sorry,
no, it's
wasn't
okay.
Thinking. So he killed an eighth of the world.
That's a lot. That's not a third. The third's a bubonic plague. That's what I was thinking.
That's
of.
A good amount.
Yeah, an eighth of the whole entire world.
There's no artwork of Genghis Khan from his lifetime.
See, that's... Oh, I don't know. Can I ride the elephant just so I can see?
Just for fun, yeah. Go for it.
I would do that. I would like just...
This is a hypothetical. Go for it.
I want to... I don't know where I'd put it. Yeah, probably one of those two, but I still want to ride him just so I could see what it's like back then.
How about you can put the elephant just like anywhere right now? Where
like in real life?
In the world right now.
Angry
rhinoceros / elephant.
I would put him at the top of Mount Everest, and then I'd ride him down. He'd like go on his butt and slide down. That'd be sick.
I don't know if you know how Mount Everest works.
Yes, because
it is not one slope.
It basically is. That's how mountains are.
The elephant like sitting down and like sliding, and then it's just a cliff.
Yeah, and we're just tumbling through the air. You think he'd still be mad?
I think he'd be more interested.
Yeah, he'd be like, this is a predicament.
The elephant goes,
well, you know, this has been a good life.
Wow, this sure is something, huh?
Yeah, this sure is something.
What a nice area.
Yeah, and then I dive roll off. That'd be fine.
And then you land, and then you somersault to distribute
exactly.
The weight.
No, I used to think that. Like
you full parkour.
Yeah, exactly. I used to think that, like, as a kid, if the plane was, like, 2 feet above the ground about to crash, I would just jump out and be fine.
Oh, like the plane's going down at such a...
Yeah,
like,
it's oh no,
non-steep angle.
No.
And then you jump out 2 feet.
I would jump out, well, even if it was like 20 feet, I would jump out and like hit the floor and it would be like only jumping out 20 feet, not moving like 500 miles an hour jumping out at 20 feet.
What do you think? Okay, this is... I saw this on TikTok.
TikTok.
I saw this on TikTok.
Yeah.
They said that you get like $5 million... But if you are in, like, a 20-foot radius of somebody who says a word, and you can pick the word, you blow up. So forget about the $5 million.
Oh, no.
What do you think is the, like, least used word? It's got to be some random...
Pumpernickel.
Iridocyclitis.
Yeah, oh, honestly. Well, no, but the meme is a thing.
Yeah, the meme is a thing. The meme.
Maybe low taper fade.
just like some Russian word.
Yeah, what?
And I would just avoid Russians.
Yeah, I would just never go to Russia. Like some...
English
people
word?
In North Korea speak North Korean or just Korean?
Korean, I believe. I think there's different kinds. Are there different kinds
I would
of
do
Korean?
A pig Latin word.
Pig Latin?
Some un...
It would be... Rhodocyclitis EA.
Yeah, now you're thinking. Now you're thinking. Nobody's ever saying that.
Nobody's ever going to say that. I say that right now, and then you explode.
That would not be good.
Turns out you took that bet years
ago. Yeah, I took that bet, and now I'm exploded everywhere.
Oh, Quinn, what would your name be if you were a WWE wrestler? And you can't say Greeny P.
I was going to say Greeny P. Okay, well.
I feel like I should Quinn came over to my house and we played WWE Raw versus SmackDown 2010 on my Wii.
Good game.
It's Roy's game technically, but I have it right now and I'm never giving it back to him.
No. Roy, if you're listening to this, you could fight me.
He should get it for me for Christmas. That'd actually be a great gift. But
boom.
Boom. This might come out after Christmas. Forget about that I just said that.
Yes, and Roy, if you didn't get that to him, that means you're not a real friend.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't know what he wanted.
Exactly. Yeah, so we played that, and we made a character named Greeny Pea. He
looks like Roadkill.
He
he's like flat.
That's all the definition. He just looks like Roadkill.
Interpret that how you want.
But if he's made of tar.
Exactly.
It's kind of what he looks like.
Yeah, like an asphalt roadkill.
What would your name be if you were a WWE wrestler?
I don't know.
It wouldn't be The Big Show.
I would want it to be The Big Show.
Because you're not.
I'm not him.
Compared to, like, WWE wrestlers, you are small.
Yeah, those guys are huge.
Yeah.
Speaking
of which, by the way, speaking of huge people, there was a lady on a volleyball team who's 6'10". That's taller than LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's 6'9".
I love looking at basketball players and being like, wow, that guy looks short. And then you look him up and he's like 6'3".
Well, yeah, I never think of, like, I always think that I'm as tall as every basketball player on the court.
Yeah.
Because they're all
NBA,
next to each other.
God, no.
Yes, but yeah, like the average height in the NBA is like 6'7".
Mm-hmm. That's the average.
That's the average.
So you've got a lot of people over that. And a lot of people under.
Yes.
So that's crazy.
That is how averages work.
Is that the average height in the NBA?
I think Darren said that to me today. So if it's wrong, blame Darren, not me.
Average NBA height. I've Googled so much. I need a Riley, like Joe Rogan podcast. Or no, like Theo Von.
Theo Von. Like,
Riley, pull up that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We need someone that's just like sitting on the side.
Yeah. Oh, Roddy? You're right, 6'7".
Thank you, Darren.
He's like, thank you, Darren. Darren, pull up that
Darren, pull up
average NBA height.
Yeah, pull up the average cost of vacuum cleaner.
But since we don't have that, I have to Google it myself.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Makes you feel like a peasant.
Your WWE wrestler.
I don't know.
Lamont. The Big Lamont.
The Big Lamont.
Sherry's giving a...
I'd be Lamont the Lamenter. I don't know. That just means I'm sad all the time.
Lamont the Lamenter.
Yeah, that'd be my thing. I'm just like a really sad guy.
He's always
beats up
kind
people.
Of melancholic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just.
You just walk in and you're like, well.
Yeah.
Are you ready
to get triple bypass? triple bypass suplexed?
You. You ready to get a root canal bypass surgery?
Yeah.
You ready?
Triple bypass suplex.
Would that be your finisher? Or your,
that'd be my finisher.
Your signature?
Plexiglass.
Plexiglass suplex.
Yeah, that'd be like, you know when they go under the ring and grab a chair or something? Mine would be a big sheet of plexiglass. And I'd smash them over the head.
Is plexiglass the glass that doesn't break? Or tries not to break?
It could be. Or I just get a glass pane.
Just a glass pane. Yeah, you could do that.
Lamont the Lamenter.
Lamont the Lamenter.
What's yours?
That's a great question, and I really don't know the answer. Jack. It would have to be Jack. Probably
Jack.
Be like Greeny Pea or something.
Yeah, Greeny Pea.
I'd probably be Jack.
Jack the Jack. Jack the Robust. The robust warrior.
I'd be the small performance.
Naomi.
And it's the small performer.
Yeah, the small performer. Yeah, it's the opposite of the Big Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a really like sad and quiet song.
It's the small performance. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Be hype. And then mine would be like Lamont the Lamenter.
Lamont the Lamenter.
Boom, ba da boom. Yeah. Yeah. Great day, I guess.
Okay, well, homeroom's over.
Yeah.
The bell's about to ring. So I'm going to read off. Actually, I'm not going to read off anything. Thanks for listening to Homeroom.
Yeah, you guys know where to find us.
You know where to find us, but if you really don't, just act actually for Twitter and TikTok.
And go to my house.
Just go.
Show up.
Show up. He's there.
I won't let you in.
Go to Quinn's house. He won't be there. He won't really care to let you in. But you can be there if you
I'd
want.
I'd say hi.
If awkwardly. You want to see him through a window.
Yeah, I'd look at you through the front porch and say, get out of here.
Well, good evening.
Bye, gang.
Happy homeroom.
Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
Have a good day.